Okay, and we start with you for this one, Neil. Salem is on its way to become an offshore wind port. Can you describe what that might mean for the city and its residents, and what can we expect to happen in the next 10 to 20 years?
Well, I don't have my crystal ball, but I know that it's a nascent industry that's just beginning to be developed, and Salem is uniquely positioned to play a critical role in the offshore wind industry. I have met with the folks from Crowley and have had several briefings about what Salem's role is going to be. And because we have a unique port situation, a unique harbor situation, we stand to be a longtime player in this industry. The assembly and transport of wind turbines and other types of materials that will go to make up these offshore wind facilities will be done in Salem, and it will be transported out to sea from Salem. So it's very, very important that we have a working relationship not only with the Crowley folks, but also the folks at the state who are going to be heavily involved not only financially but in a regulatory manner with offshore wind. But it's a great opportunity to create good-paying jobs. It's a great opportunity for us to restore our historic connection with our seaport. And it's also an opportunity for us to put together a meaningful community agreement with the people that are running this facility so that the neighborhood does not suffer in any detrimental way, either from the construction that's going on there or from the ongoing traffic and other potential disruptions. So it's very exciting. I'm a great believer in the transition into a clean energy economy, and Salem's going to play a big role in it.
Thank you. Dominic.
Thanks. Yes, the offshore wind terminal project has some remarkable transformational opportunity for us, for our tax base, for good jobs, and for our work to address the climate crisis. It's really where green energy meets the blue economy. And on May 8th, there's going to be a rebid of the state solicitation for renewable power. Avangrid had originally been the project partner that was going to lease the space that Crowley was providing to generate the offshore wind power. So there's a lot hinging on that rebid, but whether or not that happens, you know, Crowley and the CEC are moving forward with the project down at the terminal site, the physical project. So as that's moving forward, I think we need to make sure that we're really creating career pathways through our career and technical education program at Salem High School that are mapped onto that, so those opportunities are there for our students as they graduate, whether they want to work in the offshore wind industry or any of the ancillary industries that are going to be sprouting up around this new economy, really. We also need to make sure that we're thoughtful in pushing Crowley, CEC, and Avangrid to make sure that those jobs are tied to the communities that have been historically and disproportionately impacted by the legacy of fossil fuels. And I'm proud to have the endorsement of the Environmental League of Massachusetts. They recognize that I'm ready on day one to keep moving this critical project forward. I've had experience dealing with the CBA process through the Footprint Project, you know, and I think that it's going to be critically important to make sure that we have someone who's ready to go on day one to provide a strong voice for the neighborhood, for the communities that are going to be impacted by this project, but also to keep our eye on the ball, that this really is a transformational opportunity for our community.